We're going to start off the Bira Tefillah with the Tefillah of Adoin Olam, which the Matamaisha, Talmud, the Marshal, amongst others, bring down from Sefer Hasidim, Rav Haigoin, Rav Shirigoin, as well, that somebody that's Mechavin by Adoin Olam, it's Muftach Sheikabot Filoisov. We have to understand what's so special about this tefillah of Adoin Olam that has in it this avtacha that if somebody says Adoin Olam properly, it's muftach sheikabu tefillah, he's guaranteed that his tefillah will be miskabel. There's a yiduadik avart from the Talmud of the Goyim that he said, the reason we say Adoin Olam before Shachris is because it's Mavur in the Mishnah in the Temura to that you're supposed to be Masker, the Schus Ovis, by Tefillah, as the Gemara explains. Avram Avinu was the one that was Masakin Shachris. Avram Avinu was the first one, as the Gemara tells us, in Brachis, Davzayim, Yem Shabar, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Salam, Eloi, Harmisha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Adin, Ad Avram. There was no one that called Hashem Adin until Avram came along. Therefore, as an Akdama to Shachris, to be Ma'ar, the Schus of Avram, Avram was the first, which is, because Shachris is connected to Avram, we say Adon Olam, because this Tefillah Shachris is the Tefillah that Avram was Masakin. So to be Ma'ar, his Schus, we say Adon Olam before Shachris. To explain a little more what the chashivas of this, that Avram was the first one that called Hashem Adoin Olam. What the chashivas of this is what the significance of the Shem Adoin is. There's a halacha that every bracha needs in it a shem and malchus in order to be called a bracha. It needs a malchus. Any bracha that doesn't have a malchus is not a bracha. Tosfos explains that malchus means melech ha'olam. We have to say it, melech ha'olam, master of the world. Not just the word melech, but melech ha'olam. Tosfos and Daf Mem of Beis and other Rishonim ask a question that Shemini Esrei does not have in it Malchus. The first bracha of Shemini Esrei does not have in it Malchus. We say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, we say no, but we don't go to Malchus. So Tosfos and Daf Mem of Beis, amongst other Rishonim, say a few terutzim. One of the terutzim they say is that Avram was made Hodiyah Malchus ba'olam, and therefore saying Elokeinu Avram is Malchus. Taisus Amem Tesam and Aleph, Taisus the Ramas of Baruch Shanosan, says a different shot. Taisus says, based on this Gemara, Dav Zayin or Beis, the Miyam Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Alei Hoya Adon, Shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, Atcha Ba Avram Avinu Bekar Ya Adon. Therefore saying Adon, saying that Kei Avram is considered saying Malchus. The question that needs explanation is, Bishlam according to Taisus Nafmem that was saying Kei Avram because Avram was Medea the Malchus in the world, that's considered saying Malchus. But what does the Shem Adon have to do with Malchus? So we see from here that the uniqueness, the Ma'ala of the Shem Adon is based on Malchus. To explain this, we'll start with the Marshal. The Marshal in the Gemara of Zayin and Beis says that the Shem Aleph Dalet refers to the Shem Hashem that's Mishana, the Teva, Mishana, what's supposed to be, Mishana the Mazolus, even with the Mazolus, Armachayev. The Shem Aleph Dalet is what changes it. The Shem Aleph Dalet is what could change it. That's the Midah, the Shem of the Midah that changes. what's supposed to be. The Tzvach adds to this, and similar aspect is in the Netziv, and Hemek Dover, that this, that a person is obligated to do every single action for the Ribbono Shel Olam is based upon this. Because if it would be like Chas V'Shalom, the way the guy among others are tired and they think that Hashem created the world and He left it alone, then it wouldn't be mechayev that a person should do every single action, every single thing that he does, the way Hashem wants. Because anyways, everything's predestined on him, and what will be, will be. But since through the schosim that a person has, a person could change what's supposed to be, because there's a berakah l'olamim, kayochum yuchum, hayohay v'v'yir, that's able to change everything, therefore that obligates, that necessitates that we should do to be marvus chosim, and achas v'shalom punk v'kert, that we should come worse for us, but it should come better for us, and therefore it obligates that we should do everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam the way Hashem wants. And that is the essence of malchus, of doing everything, the kabbalas ol malchus shemayim at all times. This is the reason that saying Adoin Olam, saying that there's an Odin to the world, is saying Malchus, is because as a Tzlach in the Netziv HaMazber, this is what obligates us not only to realize that there's a Melech, but to follow the Melech, to be Mechnir ourselves to the Melech, to do the Ritzayin HaMelech is, because there's a Melech Olam that can constantly change it, Kefir Chusim. As Chazal tell us, in the end of Brachas, Baruch Hayim, Zayim Yilab, Eschus Atayim Milso, B'mazal Atayim Milso. But there's another Chazal that says, Eim Mazal Yisrael. So Tais, the end of Shabbos, says, Tais, the end of Shabbos, says, that I think it's Chus Harbei, Pa'omim, Mekavi Nishtana. There's a Musik that even Mazal, not only the Teva, but even Mazalis, which are things that Hashem implemented in the world, those things can be changed through Eschusim. Then not only Schosim could change these things, but Tefillah has an ability to change what's predestined on a person. Side through the Teva Olam and side through Mazalitz. I think it's for this reason that we start off davening with this Hakara. And what the Ga'inim and the Rishayim mean is, if a person has this Hakara and he understands this, that everything in the world comes from Hashem, and Hashem has the ability, and He does change what is supposed to be in the world, based upon our zchusim, what we deserve, and what we daven for Hashem, then a person could daven properly, and with this realization in mind, it will lead that his tefillah should be niskabel, because he's davening properly with the proper attitude, with the proper realization, understanding what tefillah is, and he'll daven properly. Now we say in Adon Olam, the first line is a very hard line to understand. We'll start off before that with something that many Mepharshim say Adon Olam is Gematria Ein Sof, and why it's important we'll get to soon. But Adon Olam, Asher Malach, that Hashem ruled, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before anything was created. Now this itself leads to a twofold question. There are two questions that are asked over here, but they're two separate questions, and we have to deal with each one properly. But these are two questions that stick out as soon as we read these words. What does it mean, Asher Malach, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra? Hashem ruled before anything was created. Number one, the Yavetz, amongst others, ask, it was B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, it was before anything was created, and what was Hashem Malach? If there was nothing else besides Hashem, and what was Hashem Malach? Number two, even if there was a Bria, whatever there was around, if whatever was around Hashem was Malachan, there's a concept of Ein Melech B'Layom, that there's a concept of Ein Melech B'Layom. Where was the Om? that he was Malachan. So getting back to the first question, and what was Hashem Malach b'terem kol Yitzir Nivra before anything that was created? The Yavetz has one Malach, and I saw Shimon Schwab and others have a similar Malach. The Yavetz says, Kedua, the Medrash tells us, that they refer to different Olamos that Hashem created and destroyed before this world. So B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra means, says the Yavetz, before this world that we live in was created. But there was other Olamos prior to this world. There's other Olamos that existed before this world. And those Olamos, Hashem was Malach Aleihem, B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Shimon Schwab, and Fungus says similarly, they say a different Mahalach. It's a complicated Mahalach. It bases borderline on Kabbalah. But without going into it too much, but saying the basics of it, the way Rav Schwab explains it, is that there's four levels of the Bria, Abia, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asira. There's four levels of creation. Each level nourishes from the level on top of it. The Olam Atzilus is the highest level. The Olam Atzilus is the world we live in. That's the lowest level. Each one nourishes and was sustained from the world on top of it. So Shimon Schwab says, we say B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Hashem was Malach before there was an Olam Yetzirah, before there was an Olam Yetzirah, before there was the not only the Olam Yetzirah, but the Olam Yetzirah wasn't even around yet. But the Olam Yetzirah was already around. And Hashem was Malach on that world before anything else, even before there was anything else in the world, before there was anything in the forms that we know it. Before there was an Olam Yetzirah, or an Olam Yetzirah, before there was a world as we know it, even when it was only Olam Atzilus, Hashem was the Malach, and the Olam Atzilus, as soon as there had anything around. That is the answer to the first question. Now to answer the second question, which is a question in its own right, now true, we explained what Hashem was Malach on before the world was created. But there's a concept of Ein Melech B'Layom. So if there's no people, even if there was a world, on what was Hashem Malach before the world was created? So the Shalosh says, the Malchus is Barach, the Malchus of Hashem is not Daimeh to the Melech Bas of Edom. Malchus is Barach of Hashem, Hashem is a Melech Be'etzem. He doesn't need people to create him into a Melech, to turn him into a Melech. A Bas of Edom needs an to be a Melech, because without an he's not a Melech. He needs the to create his Malchus. The Abish is a Melech Be'etzem, it's not Etzem Usa Hashem is a Melech, and therefore he does not need anybody. He doesn't need the Om to create him into a Melech. This is the Mahalach of the Shalom. The question is that Reina Bachya and Karakemach and his drushes for Rosh Hashanah and others say that the Malachus of Rosh Hashanah is Kadesh Tamnachuni Aleichem, that the Klai Yisrael has to be Mekabel in themselves, the Malachus Shemayim. Because Ein Melech B'Layom says, the Kadakamach, had we not, we wouldn't be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there would be a Chassar and Chas HaShalom, because Ein Melech B'Layom. So we see, even with the Malchus of Hashem, there's this concept that we have to be Mamlech Hashem, we have to be Kamon ourselves, all Malchus Shemayim, not to have this problem. But I think that it's not really a stiro, the Shalom, to Rinnabach and Karakamach. I think that this that we say, that the Rinnabach, amongst others, say that even by the Bainishon, Kaviyoko is the concept of Ein Melech B'Layom, that's only once there's a Bria. Once there's an if the does not listen to Hashem, if they don't listen to Hashem, they don't follow Hashem, then there was a Chsarn of Ein Melech B'Layom. But before the Bria, when there was no there was no one around, then since the Emesh is a Melech Be'etzem, that's Me'usa Yemelech, therefore there's no Chassar in a Melech B'Layom. And I see this concept based on a Bira Agro. The Gro says, the Taich of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich, is Hashem was Moloch on the world. The Taich is before the Chet of Adam Arishim. Hashem Yimloich is also loving when there will be no more Chetoyim. Hashem Melech, in the present sense, says the Shalah, refers to the Olamas, to the worlds where Chet is not Magia. So I saw in this going that wherever Chet is Magia is a chsar to an extent, it chapers to an extent, it lacks in those places the Malchus of Hashem. Wherever Chet is Magia. In it we see this concept that the Salali, or before the Rishon Kadam Chet, there could be Malchus. The Olamas where Chet is not Magia, which is way beyond us, there could be Malchus. Where Chet is Magia, with this people, so to speak, that are murdered in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not following the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where there's a chsar in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, B'terem Kol Yetzia Nivro, before anyone was around, Hashem could have been a Pashut the Melech, like the Shalah says, Hashem is a Melech Ba'atzam. It's only in this world, once there's people created, that the Reina Bach, amongst others, say, that we have to become on ourselves, we have to be the Om of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll say Melech Balayom, because now that there's an Om, if the Om won't follow Hashem, if they won't be obedient, they won't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they'll rebel, then there could be a chsarn, wherever there is rebellion, there's a chsarn in the Malchus, by Hashem. Therefore now, there needs to be an Om for the Bitumiya Melech. But, Kaidim, there was people, since Hashem is a Melech, Be'etzim, as the Shalah says, therefore there could be a Malchus, even without an Om.